Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg, a 71-year-old Texas man heading to 5 years of probation and must pay over $77,000 in restitution for his role in a massive wildlife trafficking ring. Tracy Taylor reports.
A Texas man tied to a Montana Eagle trafficking investigation has been sentenced in federal court. 71-year-old John Patrick Butler received 5 years probation and was ordered to pay more than $77,000 in restitution after admitting to illegally buying bald and golden eagle parts. Investigators say the birds were killed on the Flathead Indian Reservation and elsewhere. The case was investigated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
In total, authorities estimate a staggering 3,600 birds, including eagles, were slaughtered to fuel a black market for feathers and parts. Prosecutors say Simon Paul of St. Ignatius is still under an arrest warrant issued in December 2023, with investigators saying he may have fled to Canada. The other co-defendant in the scheme, Travis John Branson, was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison in October 2024 and also ordered to pay that same $77,000 fine as Butler. State labor officials intensifying efforts to get more Montanans back into the workplace as new data highlights a significant gap in the state's labor participation. Latest report from the Department of Labor and Industry reveals that more than 100,000 working-age Montanans are currently not employed and, crucially, are not actively seeking work. In response, Commissioner Sarah Swanson says the state is leaning into the 406 Jobs Initiative. That program is designed to break down barriers to employment by connecting those individuals with specific training in high growth fields, especially like construction, manufacturing, and financial services. Governor Gianforte says the goal is to open more doors through partnerships between employers and educators, helping those on the sidelines find a plan to achieve a long-term career. This is the Montana State News Network.